told the truth.
She's right. Just about a half a mile, hardly half a mile. Mm-hmm. The old lady lives right on the right, right on. The little old garage on the left with the tractor sitting in it.
What's her name? You know them pretty well?
Yes. And they don't have any education, and you can get nearly any bit of information and a lot of...
That'd be great.
A lot could, of could, words that...
Like, they live pretty close to here, then.
Yeah.
Well, when I go, if you'd have a few minutes, could I drive you over there? Could you, so you could introduce me? Because it's kind of hard. The country people really don't, you know, when somebody just comes popping in on them like that.
Yes.
They're, it's, I mean, somebody like you, it's not, you know, it's not, it's pretty easy to explain myself to an educated person. It's not easy always, you know, on the, if they have no, that'd be terrific. Because now I'm, the interview I'm doing with you is taking a little longer than it would be than I probably will with them, because you have a, you know, good recollection. By the way, let me just tell you about where.
Thank you.
You can catch me long.
Okay. Then the we talked about these little vegetables. I was talking about these little red vegetables.
Beet.
Beets. Little radish.
Radishes.
Yeah, and then the things that grow on vines are called.
Cucumbers, mushmelons, and watermelons.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you about...
Cukes.
Yeah, these things grow... What was that?
Cuke.
Cukes for cucumbers.
Yeah.
These are large red things that grow on vines. You set the...
Eggplant.
No, you set these posts.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Now, what do you call the small ones?
Tomatoes.
Do you really? Is that what they call the little ones, tomatoes?
Yeah.
Or tomatoes?
Tomatoes and tomatoes.
They call the big ones tomatoes and the little ones tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes.
Okay. And then these things that make your eyes water when you cut them.
Tears.
Yeah, but these kind of a vegetable. You plant these, you set them sometimes. They're white, big white, some of them are...
Onions.
Yeah. What different kinds of those do you grow?
Sweet and tater onions.
Now, what's a tater onion? Is that the big
one? That's an onion that comes up. The little onion makes a big onion, and the big onion makes a lot of little ones.
Okay. And the little ones are the tater onions, or the big ones are tater onions?
And they used to plant them in the fall of the year.
Uh-huh.
They're not known only right around these mountains, the tater onion.
Now, those are the small ones?
No.
That's the big one.
The tater onion, they have sets, and big onions make a lot of little ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you plant a big onion, you'll make a lot of little ones. And if you plant a little onion, you'll make a big one.
But which is the tater?
Both of them.
Both of them, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have any other name for little onions?
Sets.
Okay. And to take beans out of their covering is to...
Snap beans.
All right. And now, with these were the kind of the dried...
Dried beans, shab beans.
Yeah, what other kinds of dried beans?
Shab is all I know.
All right, and how about the long green beans? They grow on poles and things. Now, pole bean. Would you have one general name for all of them, like for string beans, pole beans, and all of them together?
Yeah, string beans and pole beans, we've used both terms.
Okay. Would you ever call them all green beans?
Yes.
Now, what would green beans be?
That'd just be green beans that hadn't dried the shell on the outside.
You'd use green bean then for a dried bean rather than for a...
No, we'd use green bean for any bean that was picked from green space.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's good. That's a good distinction. What about the edible tops of turnips and so forth?
Greens.
Now, what other kinds of things do you use besides turnips for that?
We use spinach, mustard, kale, cress, watercress,